That's when I was captain of that boat, yeah, when I was 28.
That's beautiful.
I love that boat.
L&S McAllister. Yeah,
I'll start. Tell you what we paid for it. Captain Bobby heard that they were going to auction off a couple of tugs, wherever the auction was, I don't know. And he paid $9,500 for this tug. It was a Nanuet, and we put it to work within two or three. As soon as they got all the paperwork done, it was in working in a couple of days. But it burned coal. Mm. And the captain we had on at the time was George Boetcher, B-O-E-T-T-C-H-E-R. Damon Runyon character, you know, that type of guy. An old tugboatman. And he went over to Jersey City where you get the coal. It's not there anymore, of course. And they got hoppers on it on the side. So they get a freight train loaded with coal, and they dump it on one side of the tug. It's this high, and they shovel it down into the compass. Well, when they dumped it the first time, McAllister wasn't aware of it. It tipped over and almost sank at the pier because the coal was on one side, right? So we had to send the tug over. McAllister sent the tug over to pull it around very gently, even though she was 117 feet long, and dump another load of coal on the other side to even it up. Now, McAllister's fleet had a lot of Spanish firemen. Real firemen that shovel coal, because we had, years ago, half of our fleet was coal-burning steamboats. Anyway, when they got rid of that one load of coal, which I'm guessing it took a week, I don't know, they put it in the shipyard, they gutted it, and after World War II, McAllister bought about 10 LST engines, you know, an LST landing ship tank, the doors open. Well, there were 1,000, actually they're 900, 1,000 horsepower piece, and that's what propelled those landing crafts up in on the beaches, and they opened up and the tanks come out. Well, McAllister bought a load of them that was government surplus for $5,000 a piece.
Good thinking.
And they put one in here, in this one. Now, the engine is only from here to the cabinet, but this boat was 117 feet long. Mm. When you look down, I was the first deckhand on that boat, by the way. After they repowered it. And I looked down in the engine room and I said, Jesus, it looks like a little sewing machine engine, you know? But what a boat it was. She could turn around in her own length, 117. What a boat. If you got in trouble with that boat around the ship, you weren't a good boatman. It was such a handy boat, long, dry in the winter. She was a harbor boat. I loved it. But,
and what was she before McAllister?
The Nanuet. That's a town in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Nanuet, New Jersey. She was the Nanuet. She was a car float. She did car floats.
For New Jersey?
Jersey Central Railroad. Jersey Central. Don't forget, in those days, there was as many as 11 or 12 railroad companies that had their own tugs. I'm talking about the 20s, the turn of the century, and the 20s and 30s. Lehigh Valley, they had some of the better tugs, you know. Near the end, they were the first ones to come up, I think, with diesel.
The diesel electrics.
Yeah.